Hey, that was quick. I see how you did that. I'd rather hear music before we come straight back, but yes, normalizing everything. And so getting back to my friend on Facebook, and I told him, yeah, my son and his family left because America's not as great as you think it is. And so his response was, well, I've been to five other countries and this country's better than all of them. And I'm like, well, there's not very many countries to see in this world, right? Oh, dear. But the main thing I had to finally say, well, it's easy for you and I since, we have white skin, but my son and his family. And he goes, well, my wife's, not from America either, and she's trying to get her citizenship. And finally, I just had to say, dude, there's really not a debate about the racism in America, okay? From the start of our history to current time, it's always been there. So I'm a little bit frustrated at this point, and I'm like, they don't have children and grandchildren to worry about. It's a lot different. I suppose you got 10 acres somewhere and, you're away from the racist redneck crowd. You can do pretty good no matter who you are. Who we got up?
We got Gary from Sussex.
Gary. Haven't heard from Gary in a while. Nice to hear you. What's up,
Oh,
Gary?
come on. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago.
Well,
Remember that.
you sure it was a
And
couple
you.
weeks ago? I think it was more like a couple months
Yeah.
ago, man.
Pizza Box lives very full days, so days seems like longer than most days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you listen when I call up Earl or Matt or something like that, and you always make a comment a lot of times. But then
Sometimes, yeah. I have to counter it. It's
I
like point
can.
counterpoint, right? But I'm always civil with you because I believe you're a civil
You
human being as
are.
well.
No, you are cool. I like listening to you, and I like your comments. Okay, so I got a question for you.
Awesome.
The professor, I think it's Bridges or Briggs, Bridges, I think her name is, was talking with Josh Hawley, and they were talking about transgender people. And she made a statement that you can be a male, trans into a female, and give birth. And when Josh Hawley said that he doesn't believe that's possible, then she called him transphobic. And because of you don't believe in these people and that they can't give birth, it causes them one in five to try to commit suicide. And this went on for like maybe 8 minutes back and forth. It was insane. It's like insane people on the left claiming that a man, just because he goes out and gets estrogen and puts some boobs on, can actually give birth and have a uterus, ovaries and all that sort of stuff. So what is your point on that? I mean, do you think that she's a nutcase? Or do you think that trans people can, from a man to a woman, can give birth?
Oh, I'll tell you what I do, man, is I let everybody be who they want to be, dude. That's what freedom is, okay? I'm not a doctor, and I doubt that anybody can get pregnant that, has that change, but maybe they can. Maybe they can do like some in vitro kind of stuff. I have no idea, and I don't care because those are issues that are meant to just make people not realize what the hell else is going on around us that's important, and they pretend. The worst part about it, Gary, is that these guys like to pretend that it's their religion that makes them believe this. Yet, in their religion, they also know that nobody is, completely free of sin. Even Jimmy Carter said that, right? And that, we're all gonna fall short of the throne, and there'll be that day. And I'm not really, professing that because I think that's what people should believe. I thought that this country, church, state, separate, was meant to let people be free and be who they want to be. And transgender people aren't out murdering people. They're not committing mass shootings. They're not running for office to take food away from poor people or healthcare or subsidize all these corporations, man. That's my target right now. You know what I mean?
Mike, I believe that that people who are they're transgender or if they're homosexual, they have a right to live next door. I have my cousin is a lesbian, and I love my cousin. And the fact is, she has the right to live, and somebody's go out and beat her up, take care of them. Okay. But back to this professor. So then he was asking her questions about when do you believe a baby has worth? And She said, so he asked her, he says, the baby's born, laying out there, and the nurses are holding him. Does that baby have worth? And she hesitated, and she said, yes. He said, okay, what about 5 minutes before this baby is born? Does this baby have worth? Well, I believe the mother has worth. He said, that's not what I asked you. I asked you, does the baby have worth? And she said, the mother has worth. He said, okay, the baby's half born, half born. Does this baby have worth? No, the mother has worth. Well, now the baby's out completely. Now does baby have worth? Yes, it does. Now, in your opinion, Mike, do you believe that a preborn baby at 9 months, 8.5 months in the womb has worth and it should not be aborted, even if the mother said, well, it's my body, or just give birth and give it up for adoption? I mean, well, what would you do, you know?
Hey, thanks, Gary. You know what I think? I think I don't know either of the people. I mean, I know who Josh Hawley is. He's now the spokesman for the new Nike shoe called Air Coward.
Yeah, he's a former track star, right?
Yeah, pretty slow. 7.2 in the 40. My brother Steve was really fast. He would run at 6.7 in the 60 and got blown out by a couple Olympic guys that were from Milwaukee at the time. Hey, I don't know. To say that that person is on the left and that you want me to, like, claim that that's, you know, what, somehow connected to me or affiliated with me? That's why I hate this, you know, right, left, blue, red, Packers, Vikings, Lions, Bears. Oh, my. I mean, I'm not going to get divided by all this crap. Jeez. I know human beings. I know nature. I don't want to be a part of all this sensationalized, really bogus, like, reality TV stuff that's going on the street everywhere. But who said that person was from the left? Sounds like she came from some loony bin. You know, there's loonies everywhere, right? We have mental health issues and stuff. But this is all stuff meant to... I wouldn't even watch that. I'd turn it off.
Those details sound a little mixed up there to me. I mean,
I'm not even familiar with it, and I don't give a damn, right? Because that is not an issue that is affecting millions and millions of people, billions of people on this planet.
You know, one other quick thing following up that stuff is, you know, pizza. We got lots of problems. Do we need to be? And I don't think I didn't hear the part because I was screening a call. But about aborting pregnancy at 8.5 months, I mean, I don't think they let you really do that.
And I don't even know if any. I don't think they let you do. This is like again, this is just like throwing stuff. I'll call it something else and wanting it to stick on the wall. Spaghetti, like the lasagna noodles I made yesterday again. A huge batch of lasagna for just me and mom, right? And I showed her, and she's like, "Oh."
Wait a minute. Why didn't I get an invite for that lasagna?
Oh,
I love lasagna.
I posted the picture of it. You know, okay. You could have said, bring me one in tomorrow, and I would have. I would have. There's like, you know, at least 8 big pieces left, right?
Next time I'm crashing that party, I'm telling you.
It's like 10 seconds to break?
Yeah.
And it's a hard break.
We got to time it out, baby, yeah. So we got it.
Okay, we'll be back in after these 4, 3, 2, 1, and then a break.